want to go to what Sheikh Uthaymeen mentioned, Rahmatul Alayh. And it's the reason for me saying, although the meaning, you know, did we not find you as, or did he not find you as an orphan, so he protected you? Did he not find you astray, so he guided you? Did he not find you poor, so he increased you in wealth? The meaning is increased you, guided you, protected you. But Shaykh Uthaymeen said, Rahmatul Alayh, and it's long, so I will cut through some of it. Shaykh Uthaymeen said, Allah did not say, did he not find you an orphan, so guided, so he protected you? Shaykh Uthaymeen said, Allah did not say protected you. Allah said, so he protected. I'll say it again. Allah did not say, did he not find you as an orphan, so he protected you? Rather, Allah said, did he not find you as an orphan, so he protected? Did he not find you astray, so he guided? Did he not find you poor, so he increased you, or increased in wealth? Shaykh Uthaymeen gives a wonderful fa'adah. He says, فَإِنَّهُ لَوْ كَانَ تَعْبِيرٌ فَآوَاكَ اِقْتَسَّ الْإِيوَاءِ بِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالْأَمْرُ أَوْسَعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He said, if Allah were to say, so Allah protected you. If Allah were to say, did he not find you as an orphan, so he protected you? That means the protection would only be specifically for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the affair is greater than that. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى آوَاهُ وَآوَ بِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَنَصَرَهُمْ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ. He said, for verily Allah protected him and protected by way of him. Allah protected the believers by way of the Prophet, when they came into Islam, when they came into Iman, when they submitted to Allah, when they obeyed Allah, obeyed the Quran, obeyed the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jalla would protect them as well. فَنَصَرَهُمْ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ. So Allah would protect them and support them. So Allah did not say, did not He find you as an orphan, so He protected you, because Allah did not only protect the Prophet, Allah Azza wa Jalla protected the Prophet and everyone who follows the Prophet. So Allah said, so Allah, did not Allah find you as an orphan, so He protected. Because it's not only protection for the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, similar to that, so he said it about Al-Huda. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. He found you astray, so he guided. Again, Allah said, he found you astray, so he guided. The Shaykh says, وَلَمْ يَأْتِ التَّعْبِيرِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ فَهَدَاكَ. Allah did not say, فَهَدَاكَ, Allah guided you. لِيَكُونَ هَذَا أَشْمَلُ وَأَوْسَعُ فَهُوَ قَدْ هُدِيَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَهَدَى اللَّهُ بِهِ فَهُوَ هَادٌ مَحْدِي عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said, so Allah did not say, did not He find you astray, so guided you. And the reason why Allah did not say فَهَدَاك, so that the statement is more comprehensive. So the Prophet ﷺ was guided, and Allah guided others by way of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ is a guider. He made him a guider. So Allah Azza wa Jalla made him a guider. And likewise, for the following verse, وَوَجَدَكَ آئِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Allah found you poor, so He increased in wealth. He increased in wealth. Allah didn't say He increased you in wealth. Allah said He increased in wealth. Why? أي وجدك فقيرا لا تملك شيئا فَأَغْنَى أَيْ أَغْنَاكَ وَأَغْنَى بِكَ. He said, meaning Allah found you poor, you did not possess anything, so Allah increased in wealth. Meaning Allah increased you, and Allah increased by way of you. Allah increased you, and Allah increased by way of you. Everyone who follows you, every nation who submits, Allah Azza wa Jalla will also increase them. Then he has some major speech here, and we're going to take the time to translate it, or some of it. The Shaykh says, وَمَا أَكْثَرَ مَا غَنِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ تَحْتَ ذِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ. He said, how much did the Muslims obtain under the blade of the sword? غَنَائِمْ غَنَائِمٌ عَظِيمَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ كُلُّهَا بِسَبَبِ هَذَا الرَّسُولَ الْكَرِيمِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, plentiful wealth, tremendous, and all of it is because of this Prophet. All of it is because of this precious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He nahtadaw bihadihi, when the people follow his guidance, wattabi'u sunnatahu, and they followed his sunnah, fanasarahum Allahu ta'ala bihi wa ghanimu min masharik al-ard wa magharibiha. So when they followed his guidance and they followed his way, Allah supported them and gave them victory, and they gained wealth from the east and from the west. وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةَ عَادَتْ إِلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَفُ الصَّالِحِ لَعَادَ النَّصْرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And if the Muslim Ummah were to return to that which the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors, were upon, then the victory would return to them. وَالْغِنَى وَالْعِزَّةِ وَالْقُوَّةِ. The victory and the wealth and the might and the strength. وَلَكِنْ مَا الْأَسَفِي أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ فِي الْوَقْتِ الْحَاضِرِ كُلٌّ مِنْهَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى حُظُوظِ نَفْسِهِ بِقَطْعِ النَّظَرِ عَمَّا يَكُونُ بِهِ نَصْرَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ خُضْلَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, but regretfully and unfortunately, the Muslim Ummah during our present time, and Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi died over 15 years ago. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatul alayhi died over 15 years ago, about 20 years ago. He says, but with great regret, the Muslim Ummah during the present time, everyone is looking at his own benefit. And he's no longer looking at that which will bring victory to Islam or debasement to Islam. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَى مَنْ تَأَمَّلَ الْوَقَايَعَ أَلَّتِي حَدَثَتْ أَخِيرًا أَنَّهَا فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ إِذْلَالًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. He said, and it's not, we're not unaware, it's not hidden from us, the recent affairs that took place. And I'm not sure what affairs that he's, because I'm not sure when this lesson was recorded. Remember I said that these were audio lessons that were transcribed. So he says, we're not unaware of the recent events that took place. Indeed, in these recent events is humiliation for the Muslims. وَأَنَّهَا سَبَبٌ لِشَرٍ عَظِيمٍ كَبِيرٍ. He said, and it is the reason for a lot of evil. It is the reason for a lot of evil. يَتَرَقَّبْ مِنْ وَرَأِي مَا حَدَفْ. He said, because of that which is going to take place after. Because of that which is going to take place after. He says, وَلَا سِيَّمَا مَنَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. He said, especially from the Jews and the Christians, who are friends, who are friends of one another. These individuals are allies to one another. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. Indeed, they are allies to one another. Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَهُمْ أَعْنِي الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مُتَّفِقُونَ عَلَىٰ عَدَاوَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كُلٌّ لَا يُرِيدُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ أَحْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ عِزَّ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, I'm talking about the Jews and the Christians. They are in agreement against their enmity and their hatred for the Muslims. All of them, they do not want Islam. They do not want the people of Islam. They do not want the might of Islam. وَلَكِنْ سَيَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى دِينَهُ مَحْمَا كَانَتِ الْأَحْوَالِ فَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى نَاصِرُ دِينِهِ وَكِتَابِهِ وَإِنْ حَصَلَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَا يَحْصُلُ. He said, but Allah Azza wa Jal would support His religion no matter what happens to the Muslims. For indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is the one to support His religion and His book, regardless of that which takes place amongst the Muslims. For Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ali Imran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the days that go between the people. Allah Azza wa Jal, there's some days that the people are strong, some days the people are weak. وَسَيَأْتِ الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي يُجَاهِدْ فِيهِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ الْيَهُودَ حَتَّى يَتَخَبَّ الْيَهُودِ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرِ. And the Shaykh said, Rahmatul Alayh, and there will come a day that the Muslims will fight the Jews until the Jews hide behind a tree. فَيُنَادِ الشَّجَرِ يَا مُسْلِمْ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ هَذَا يَهُودِ يَخْتَبِي. And this is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, to the point where a tree will call and say, O Muslim, come. O servant of Allah, come. There is a Jew hiding behind me. There is a Jew hiding behind me. To the end of that which the Shaykh mentioned, Rahmatul Alayh, but we felt the great importance of mentioning that. Yani, how Allah Azza wa Jal did not say, فَأَغْنَاكَ. Allah did not say, so we found you poor and we increased you in wealth. No. Allah said, we increased in wealth. So Allah Azza wa Jal increased the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in wealth. And by way of the Prophet Muhammad and the deen that he was calling to and spreading and propagating, Allah Azza wa Jal increased the Muslims in wealth and might and strength.